welcome back. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Wow.
You did great. Good old boy, Dave.
They probably was Dave.
Is that your fake Juliana accent?
I thought it was pretty good.
Hi, Dave. You're so lucky.
Dave, you're the best guy ever. Seriously.
I don't know what I'd do without you, Dave.
Oh, Dave.
I love you so much.
Western PA is the best side of the state.
What did you say?
I said, Western PA is terrible. So
wow. That's just rude. Okay. Hi, folks. Welcome back. We are doing a cidery takeover today from Bent Ladder Cider and Wine, and they are in Doylestown, Ohio, as opposed to Doylestown, PA.
Can we call this a Sip, Suds, and Smokes Insider Edition?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Boy, I'm glad I skipped that marketing meeting.
Yeah.
I've been waiting the whole time to say that.
Okay. Right before the break, we started talking about Garden Glory, which is an interesting cider with apricot and rhubarb. And this was really intriguing to me because rhubarb is tart. I mean, I love me some rhubarb and a good Amaro. That tells you where my head's at. And then apricot has always been sort of like, when I think of apricot, I think of apricot and sours. You know what I mean?
Because like dried apricots, but yes.
Right. But yes. I mean, like in a liquid form, I would think of it in a true sour. You know what I mean? So I thought this was interesting. Okay.
Well, these are, you know, a lot of flavors that, you know, I grew up with. I would spend a lot of my summers in Central Ohio. And so we had
picking apples.
A lot
That's
of
all he did.
Yeah, picked apples. An awful lot of apples. We had, you know, at one point in time, we had the largest orchards, you know, in Ohio. And so we didn't have a lot of varieties of cider apples, you know, that were on, you know, in those orchards, but there were some. But it's the rhubarb is the thing that, you know, to me is bringing back a lot of interesting memories, because my grandmother used to, you know, grow rhubarb, and we would harvest it usually in July, you know, was the typical time that would harvest. And I remember, you know, how she would always prepare it. And it was always the amount of sugar that she would be, you know, combining it with. And many times she would be making a rhubarb cobbler, a rhubarb pie, you know, along with it.
Mm, and so, yeah, you know, strawberry rhubarb crumble. That's what my grandmother would make.
You know, it's definitely that flavor profile that, you know, I was when, you know, I found that that's where kind of my frame of reference goes to, is, you know, that memory, that taste profile, and the very, you know, distinctive, you know, bitterness that rhubarb can definitely bring to the table. And I actually thought that that was going to be distracting, because it really can be very intense and take you in a place that you know, you don't want to be. But I actually think that the three very distinct components, apples, the rhubarb, and the apricot, are working pretty good here. You know, I don't think they're the star of the flight for me, but I think that, you know, given if you would have told me to throw those things together, that you would have had something that tastes this good, I would be normally betting against you. But I think they're making this work pretty well.
I think the Garden Glory whole experience is just from start to finish like a winner, because it's like kind of tart, kind of dry, but then it finishes clean and then it's gone.
It,
you know,
it is a very good palate cleanser, I think. How about it, Drew?
This is really, really good. I love rhubarb and just about everything, you know, Amaro with Juliana and cobbler or pie. I expected it to be perhaps a little bit sweeter. Just based upon, you know, the experience that we'd had with some of the others. I'm not saying that I wanted it to be sweeter, but
What would you pair with this, Drew?
Oh, gosh.
Mm.
A fresh salad would go really well with this, maybe with some goat cheese and, you know, figs or, you know, something a little fruity, a little peppery arugula.
I was thinking like a dark chocolate, you know.
Oh, so you knew this is a dessert pairing.
Even a dark chocolate dipped strawberry, you know, or yeah.
I don't know why, but I'm thinking pork. I don't know.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Or okay? In Nashville, it's like breathing. I'm thinking about pork. It's just like.
It's probably because we've been on our Lent diet for 3 weeks. So it's just.
let that be an endorsement of how. What's the word I'm looking for? Versatile. It is really, really tasty.
Oh, I can't. Yeah. I can't think of anything now. All I can think about is bacon.
Yeah. Enough of this bacon. Cider talk. Let's talk about a ham sandwich.
Wow. Okay. Well, what shall we rate this, folks?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. We're rating it a 4.
Wow, that's pretty good.
I know. I wanted to go higher, but that's okay. All right. Last, but certainly not least, this one is the piece de resistance. This is Stormbreak. So it's aged in rum barrels and spiced with ginger. How interesting is that?
So I guess this is a take on the dark and stormy.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, which is like, how? That's kind of cool. Its finish is supposed to be light and warm with the long molasses notes, as opposed to short molasses notes. I'm sorry. But and they classify this as off dry.
Oh, it's off.
6.9% ABV.
I like this, man.
I get the ginger on the nose right away.
Yeah. What do you think, Mike?
It's too like sweet. No, stop playing. This is not working. And, you know, the reference standard for a dark and stormy is Gosling rum with ginger ale that they actually make specifically to make a dark and stormy. In fact, it's trademarked, by the way. You can't, if you're going to make a dark and stormy.
You have to use Gosling's gin. Right?
Gosling, you have to call it a stormy and dark. So,
or a storm break.
Yeah, or something else. I don't know. I think the ginger here is very distracting. I think it's way too sweet. I think it's, you know, off balance. This is not working for me. This makes me want to go. I would rather just have a dark and stormy as opposed to drinking this. Yeah.
If you want to substitute a dark and stormy because you're trying to get away from, you know, as much sugar or, you know, you don't want to have the hard liquor or something, I think this is a good nod to it.
I like this as a finish to the flight. I think it's a good, I like the ginger. I like the way the ginger kind of cleanses your palate. I think it's a nice, crisp way to finish it. Yeah.
There you go. See?
Yeah.
It's not that difficult.
I don't think this is bad either. I mean, I think this like borders into RTD territory, you know?
A little bit. True. Yeah. What would you pair?
Shoot. Pork, because it's on the brain right now.
Damn. More bacon.
Yeah, this and a BLT, you're good to go. Mm.
Okay, we are going to rate the Stormbreak a 3.
Ha. We're overriding Mike's lack of an extra finger.
Right. Well, you know.
Very cool flight.
I think this was awesome.
I definitely wanted more of the cherry. That's my greatest compliment.
Yeah. Mm. Wow. That's cool. Okay. Well, that's going to wrap it up for today. Good boy, Mike. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for joining us here on Sips, Suds, and Smokes. Check out our back catalog. We have over 800, hundreds and hundreds of interesting episodes in our back catalog. Come back and enjoy another great episode. I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
Drew, thanks for being here with us today.
Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, like Mike said, check out our big, juicy back catalog.
Thanks, good old boy Dave.
Sure.
This is good old gal Juliana. Keep on chuggling and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Tan Ham production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your hosts, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
Thank you. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you from Simon Fraser University's Burnaby campus in British Columbia.
You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby.
Thank you. Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.